Hello, and thank you for listening to Simply Grace, the podcast ministry of Grace Lutheran Church. This is Pastor Wesley, and I'd like to hear from you. Please send us a message to 909-683-1182. That's 909-683-1182.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, chapter 3. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Good morning and welcome to worship. Good morning. I'd like to announce that we are piloting a new outreach for anyone watching, especially online, or if maybe you're here for the first time. We'd really like to get to know you, at least know your name and be able to say hello. So we have a new phone number, and you might see it on the screen occasionally throughout the service. That number is 909-683-1182. You could text a prayer request, or you could request a pastoral phone call. It's just a way of us staying connected, so feel free to use that number and connect with us. Please pray with me. Holy God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you. Amen. So last week I preached on the Ten Commandments and made some connections to the current topic of immigration, kind of a lightning rod topic. And as a result of that, I've had a couple of I would say, very positive conversations. And with that, a request to maybe just touch on the topic lightly again, maybe gently, and just give us a bit more background on perhaps where God might be calling us in a gentle way. And as I studied the text this morning, there were some connections. And so as I faithfully endeavor to do every Sunday, I will be preaching from the Bible, the Word of God, and attempting to make connections to our lives today. Also hopefully to shed some light and connections to last week. So we begin by studying our first reading from Numbers. And like we heard from the pirate, the people were wandering in the wilderness, and they were going around a region that was called Edom. And the journey was difficult, and as they walked around Edom, they were attacked by poisonous snakes. And these poisonous snakes were so powerful that their venom would kill people. Now, the reason the snakes attacked, it says in the Bible, is because the people were complaining against Moses and against God. And so after they were being bitten by the snakes, they went to Moses and they admitted, they said, "Moses, we've been complaining about you and God, and we were in error. Would you please help us, save us from these snakes. It must have been very difficult for that to have happened to the people as they were traveling. The reason why they were asking for help from Moses wasn't just because individually the people didn't want to die, but because as a people, as a body, we suffer when we lose someone. It's hard enough to lose one person, but when we lose a lot of people, it makes life difficult. There's an expression that says, many hands make light work. So logic would tell us that when we lose people, the labor of life, of surviving, of getting things done, gets heavier with the loss of life, let alone dozens, hundreds, thousands, or in our current situation, over 500,000 in our country and maybe 3 million around the world have died recently. Sufficient to say that that makes our life harder. We're grieving. We're grieving as a people. We've gone through a traumatic time, and I don't even think we fully understand emotionally the toll that we've all taken going through this. So we're not in a dissimilar situation to the people of God as they were going through the wilderness. They were feeling the pain of having to survive with less, and so are we. You know, at the beginning, a year ago, when the pandemic started, some people said, well, you know, one of the upsides is that there's going to be a baby boom, right? With everyone staying home. I don't know if you've seen, but it turned out that it's been a baby bust, that birth rates have actually gone down, which has gotten scholars of geography and the world a bit worried, because it's an acceleration of a trend that's been happening for some time, that the birth rate in the developed world and increasingly all over the world is actually going down. You know, 30, 40 years ago, there was a lot of worry and anxiety about there being too many people, you know, population control. And now the opinion has shifted to say, actually, quite the opposite. We could be looking at getting by with less people. It's a hard thing to think about. It's an interesting question to think, when the people were going through such a hard time in the wilderness, why didn't they go to Edom and ask for some help? The whole reason why they had to walk through this area with snakes is because they were avoiding Edom. Edom was a territory, it was a place, it was a kingdom. And tradition holds that Edom is the descendants of Esau. So way back, right, Abraham and Sarah have Isaac. Isaac has Jacob and Esau, rather Esau and Jacob. And there was a sibling rivalry, and there was conflict, and there was, lies that happened. Jacob was a bit of a sneak. Jacob got the blessing. But God never abandoned Esau. Esau also grew and became a nation, and tradition holds that was Edom. So it could have been that the Israelites didn't want to go to Edom because of lingering sibling rivalries. They were related, but they were also not related. There was some tension there. There was a lack of trust. They were intentionally avoiding Edom, a people of different flesh than their own. Which leads us to our reading from Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2 this morning, we're reminded that all of us, before we were saved by the grace of God, we were all children of wrath and we lived according to the flesh. It's written in the book of Ephesians. To live according to the flesh as is often talked about by Paul in his letters, means to live according to the skin. And when he says, when we're children of anger and hate, it means that within each of us is that thing that we are called to overcome, which would be a prejudice against skin that is maybe different than our own. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God that the Holy Spirit saves us from that. God loves us so much that even when we are dead in our sin, even when we are tempted by hate, God's love saves us. And it says right here in Ephesians, one of our favorite verses of all times, we are saved by grace through faith. And it's not our own work. It's the gift of God. Because Jesus died on the cross for us. Like the children taught the pirate this morning. And the great verse that we read in John chapter 3, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that whoever believes in him may not die, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save it through him. Jesus heals our divisions. Jesus is a bridge connecting us between people and families. Jesus helps us overcome our differences, whatever they might be. Jesus, who was God's love that put on flesh, that put on skin, helps us who have skin to see our shared createdness in God, our souls shaped by God. Looking at the cross of our Savior heals us and removes the poison of anger from us. This is the grace of God. It's also the grace of God that saved the people in the wilderness. God's grace saved them when they were being bitten by snakes, our own spiritual ancestors. And it's also grace, God's grace working through science and healthcare providers that is now leading us out of this pandemic with these wonderful vaccines that we've been able to get. So how do we go forward? How do we go forward and heal after we have experienced such terrible loss? When the work becomes harder because we don't have enough hands, when we've lost 500,000, when birth rates are down, when we need new life, we need new children, we need new people. To be blessed by people and the faithful is a gift. It's a gift from God, life. So when I sit down and I pray and I think about the situation and I see the challenges, sure, there's challenges, but I wonder, what if at the exact moment when we have suffered terrible loss, when we are at need for new life, what if that's the exact moment that God sends and gives new people, new life, to be a blessing? What if God is blessing us with new life and opportunity, new brothers and sisters with which to share the faith and to share our life together, new church members, new students in our schools, new customers in our businesses, new employees to do the work that needs to be done, new nurses and doctors and artists and friends and family members. What if God is sending us a pure, grace-filled blessing? If we would open our hearts to receive that wonderful, unconditional love and grace of God. Amen.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Simply Grace, the podcast ministry of Grace Lutheran Church. This is Pastor Wesley, and I'd like to hear from you. Please send us a message to 909-683-1182. That's 909-683-1182.